Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Pay attention.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Volume 73 of Radio Free Bongo. And I, of course, am your host, Bongo Johnny. On tonight's episode, we're going to note Memorial Day 2009. And, of course, we're going to do it 60s style. But first, we're going to open up with a set for all you gamblers out there.
I gamble down in Washington, I've gambled up in Maine, I'm going down in Georgia to knock down my last game. I'm a gambling man, 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 I'm a gambling man. Well, I had not been in Washington many more weeks than three when I fell in love with a pretty little girl and she fell in love with me. I'm a gambling man, 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 I'm a gambling man. She took me in her parlor, she cooled me with her fan. She whispered low in her mother's ear, I love this gambling man. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. Daughter, my dear daughter, how can you treat me so? To leave your dear old mother and with that gambler go. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. I would not marry a farmer, he's always in the rain. I'd rather marry a gambling man with a big old watch and chain. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. Well, I would not marry a railroad man, the reason I'll tell you why. Never did see a railroad man who wouldn't tell his wife a lie. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. I hear the train a-coming, coming round the curve, whistling and a-blowing and straining every nerve. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. I'm a gambling man, 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 I'm a gambling man, 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 I'm a gambling man, 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 I'm a gambling man. I'm a gambling man, 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 I'm a gambling man, 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 I'm a gambling man, 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 I'm a gambling man.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from my home. If the people don't like me, they can't leave me alone. Come sit down beside me, come sit down right here. Sit down, love you, won't you? Love you, boy, so dear. When you get to Wyoming, a letter you'll see. If you get into trouble, just you write and tell me. I once had a lover, her age was 16. She's a flower of velvet and the rose of Selene. Her parents was against me, now she is the same. If I've written your book, love, just you blot out my name. Oh, there's changes in the ocean, there's changes in the sea, there's changes in my true love. There ain't no change in me.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for count when the dealing's done." Now every gambler knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep. So when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, and faded off to sleep. Then somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal's done.
Well, late last night in the kettle of fish, I was having a glass of beer, when up comes a rounder by the name of Sam that lately been seen around here. He gives me a howdy and he buys me a drink and he calls me by my name. Says, "Some of the boys are just waiting upstairs. Would you like to have a poker game?" There were four or five fellas round the table upstairs. The smoke was thick as sin. They took my coat and they pulled up a chair and they proceeded to deal me in. I started in winning with the very first hand, and I kept on a winning for a while. I had money in my pockets and money in my shoes and money in a great big pile. But it's, "Oh Lordy, don't you see, this old stud poker be the ruin of me. You gotta get ready to shed some blood when the name of the game is stud." I kept on winning for an hour or more, and the boys were feeling low. I was looking like a winner and feeling like a sinner, and I just about had their dough. I caught a pair of aces on the very last hand, and I bet my whole bankroll. But Sammy had a pair of deuces on the deck and another deuce in the hole. And it, "Oh Lordy, don't you see, this old stud poker be the ruin of me. You gotta get ready to shed some blood when the name of the game is stud." You know, I lost every penny that I had in the world. I lost my last red cent. Now my old woman ain't talking to me, and the landlord wants his rent. I know I had it coming, and it sure enough did, and I've only got myself to blame. But my fingers keep itching and I keep on twitching just to find another poker game. And it's, oh Lordy, don't you see, this old stud poker be the ruin of me. You gotta get ready to shed some blood when the name of the game is stud.
Seven card stud, I was playing for money, they was playing for blood. On the way back home, the big winner got mugged. Now he's just another loser like me. Losers, losers, I got took for my hoosers. That shark got crowned, he's grown, been bound. He's just another loser like me. That kid sitting back at the bar, he's picking up a storm on a modern guitar. That poor fool thinks he's gonna be a star. He's just another loser like me. Losers, losers, some are raggers, some are bluesers, making disco sounds in a hocho lounge with a bunch of other losers like me. Love has busted up this cat for sure. He's crying like a baby in his baby's door. That poor fool don't know what he's crying for. He's just another loser like me. Losers, losers, can't say no to cruisers. When she says when he'll be back again, he's just another loser like me. A hobo up in heaven on the golden street, he'll panhandle every angel that he'll meet. He'd hop his heart for some sneaky Pete. He's just another loser like me. Losers, losers, some are dopers, some are boozers. All the muscatel is down in hell. He's just another loser like me. God appeared to St. John Wayne. He told him, Duke, I'm a-coming again. Life is just a wagon train. I'm glad you're not a loser like me. Losers, losers, 10-gallon bruisers. From Jenkins Cat to the Fuller Brush, man, they're just a bunch of losers like me.
Oh, place where I still win. But there's no money in this thing. The game of hearts puts me in space. The only game I've got it made. Oh, I'm lucky at love. Yes, I got the winning touch.
Yeah! Trade my time diamond plane. No, I would not trade a fortune for the love and love again. So long, darling, don't you cry. I hope that things pan out for you. All the good times going by. Got to have ourselves a few. Where I'm going has no end. What I'm seeking has no name. No, the treasure's not the taking. It's the love and love of the game. No, the treasure's not the taking. It's the love and love of the game.
We opened up tonight with the great Woody Guthrie, Gamblin' Man, from his Mule Skinner Blues album, part of the Ash Collection, which was done in 1944. We followed that with Rambler Gambler, one of the earliest basement tapes by Bob Dylan, circa 1959. Then we had Kenny Rogers with his mega 1978 hit, The Gambler. And that was followed by Tom Paxton, Name of the Game is Stud, from his 1965 album, Ramblin' Boy. That was followed by Losers, Dave Van Ronk, from his 1985 album, Going Back to Brooklyn. Then we heard The Rolling Stones, 1972, from the album Exile on Main Street, with Tumblin' Dice. And then we had Lucky at Love. It was a solo effort by Mick Jagger, from his She's the Boss album of 1985, which featured Jeff Beck on lead guitar. After that, it was Love the Game, Debbie Davies, from her 2001 album of the same name. And we ended up the set with Steve Goodman, from his 1972 album, Somebody Else's Troubles, with Lovin' of the Game. And we're loving the game here, a game of playing music for you. And we're going to continue that right now with our tribute to Memorial Day 2009. So let's salute those who gave their lives so we could remain free.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death, let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell, and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet, played to Guaylo, he roared. I will show them no quarter, everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged, then blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Anna breached the wall, and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent, and there's rust on each sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antone, like a statue on his pintle rides a cowboy all alone. And he sees the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Anna's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar. And his eyes turn sort of misty and his heart begins to glow, and he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo, to the 13 days of glory at the Siege of Alamo.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees.
We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks, a running boys, and spin those guns around.
But when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day,
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound.
But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail, cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks, a running boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around.
We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory.
Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas.
We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around. Yeah,
we found that mighty Bismarck and we had to cut her down. We found that German battleship for making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around.
We found that mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
Fighting men, both of honor and of fame.
She flew the stars and stripes of the land of the free.
But tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea.
Oh, tell me what were the names? Tell me what were the names? Do you have a friend of Guerrilla and James?
Oh, tell me what were the names?
Tell me what were the names? Did you have a friend of Guerrilla?
100 men went down to their dark and watery graves. When that good ship went down, only 44 was saved. Was the last day of October, they saved 44 from the dark, icy waters of that cold Iceland shore.
Oh, tell me what were the names? Tell me what were the names? Did you have a friend of the good Reuben James?
Oh, tell me what were the names?
Tell me what were
was there in the dark of that cold and watery night. They watched for the U-boat and they waited for a fight.
Then a wind and a rock and a great explosion's roar.
They laid the Reuben James on the cold ocean floor.
Oh, tell me what were the names? Tell me what were the names? Did you have a friend of the good Reuben James?
Tell me what were the names?
Good Reuben James.
Many years have passed since those brave men are gone. Those cold, icy waters, they're still and they're calm. Many years have passed, and still I wonder why. The worst of men must fight, and the best of men must die.
Oh, tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names?
Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Come gather round me, people, and a story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From a tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band that farmed the Phoenix Valley in the Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years, the sparkling water rushed till a white man stole their water rights and the running water hushed. Ira's folks was hungry, and their farms grew crops of weeds. But when war came, he volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. They battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And after the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men that held her high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he's just a Pima Indian. No water, no crops, no chance. Back home, nobody cared what Ira had done. And when do the Indians dance? Well, Ira, he started drinking hard. Jail often was his home. They let him raise the flag there and lower it like he'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, all alone in the land that he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunk on our Hayes, but his land is still as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Now when I landed in Vietnam, I hardly got to see Saigon. They shaped us up and called the roll, and off we went on a long patrol. Swapping lies, swatting flies, firing the odd shot here and there. The captain called halt that night, and we had chow by the pale moonlight. A lovely dinner they planned for us, with a taste like a seat on a crosstown bus. Some of the veterans just left theirs laying in the cans for the Viet Cong to find, deadlier than a landmine. Well, naturally, somebody told a joke, and a couple of the fellas began to smoke. I took a whiff as the cloud rolled by, and my nose went up like an infield fly. The captain, this blonde fella from Yale, he looked at me and said, "What's the matter with you, baby?" Well, I may be crazy, but I think not. I'd swear to God that I smell pot, but who'd have pot in Vietnam? He said, "What do you think you've been sitting on? These funny little plants, thousands of them. Good God Almighty. Pastures of plenty." Well, we all lit up, and by and by, the whole platoon was flying high. With a beautiful smile on the captain's face, he smelled like midnight on St. Mark's Place. Cleaning his weapon, chanting the Hare Krishna. The moment came, as it comes to all, when I had to answer nature's call. I was stumbling around in a beautiful haze when I met a little cat in black PJs. Rifle, ammo belt, B.F. Goodrich sandals. He looked up at me and said, "Oh, what's the matter with you, baby?" He said, "We're camping down the pass and smelled you people blowing grass. And since by the smell you're smoking trash, I brought you a taste of a special stash. Straight from Uncle Ho's Victory Garden. We call it a Hanoi Gold." So his squad and my squad settled down and passed some lovely stuff around. All too soon it was time to go. The captain got on the radio, said, "Hello, headquarters. We have met the enemy, and he has been smashed."
Hostilities ended. Nobody cared anymore for the war, so a truce was declared. So it ends in surrender, then there's peace at least. Arms are withdrawn and fire is ceased. To stay in a skirmish, one needs appetite. Two need desire to keep up a fight. But when appetite's off and desire is gone, then the fire is held and arms are withdrawn. When losses and wounds are grievous and gory, when the battle is pitched, in the field there is glory. Hearts to stun in it, retreat leads to rout, and then arms are laid down, and the fire goes out. We remember the ones who run out of dumb luck. Monuments are erected, and statutes are struck. But we tend to forget, if and when we forgive, and survivors survive, but they never quite live. It's for our own war, yes, I recall it well. Just what it was like, our own personal hell. I've forgotten the good times, heaven's so vague. I remember the battles, oh how they raged. When losses and wounds are grievous and gory, when the battle is pitched, in the field there is glory. Hearts to start in it, retreat leads to rout, and then arms are laid down, and the fire goes out. And losses and wounds are grievous and gory, when the battle is pitched, in the field there is glory. When hearts to start in it, retreat leads to rout.
Make a grave for the unknown soldier nestled in your hollow shoulder. The unknown soldier.
Kicked off our Memorial Day set with The Battle of the Alamo, done by Marty Robbins in 1960. We followed that with two by the late, great Johnny Horton, The Battle of New Orleans in 1959, and we had Sink the Bismarck, done in 1960. We then heard Reuben James, a Woody Guthrie song covered by the Kingston Trio from 1961. After that, heard Patrick Sky from his 1965 self-titled album with Ballad of Ira Hayes. That was followed by Ballad of the Green Berets, Sergeant Barry Sadler, an actual U.S. Army Green Beret who recorded that song in 1966. Then we had Tom Paxton from his Morning Again album of 1968 with Talkin' Vietnam Potluck Blues. That was followed by Our Own War, Loudon Wainwright, 1997. And we finished up the set with An Unknown Soldier, done by The Doors, in their 1968 album, Waiting for the Sun. Well, I think it's time for us all to go, but before we do, we want to remind you, please check out our homepage, which is radiofreebongo.tripod.com. On that, you'll find a lot of interesting things. Take a look around at our favorite links page, and you will find the links to Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, featuring the Santa Rosa Flash, Old Leadfoot himself. Also on that page, you can find the link to the new Randy Bone show, The Show, sounding real good in its new format. And that's on live on WFHB from Bloomington, Indiana, Sunday nights at midnight into early Monday morning. Freeform radio at its best, so check it out. Okay, time to wrap it up. But before we do, we're going to send you out with one of my favorite closing songs. This one might stick with us throughout the podcasts. This is from the movie Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove. It's Vera Lynn, and it's We'll Meet Again. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We meet again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.